to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
6:01, 54 degrees. Everybody's in their places with bright smiling faces and pineapple shirts on this morning.
Oh, I got this at one of the thrift stores for like $1.88.
It's cool.
It's got pineapples on it.
It does. It has pineapples all over it.
Who doesn't love pineapples?
You see, as a guy, though, any joke that I would make from this point on is just dirty. So you can't.
So you just have to agree that pineapples are wonderful.
Correct. I bit my tongue there.
Me and my thrift shopping.
Were you popping some tags?
I was.
Did you? Did you have $20 in your pocket?
No, I had like 11.
Ryan shakes his head at me. I can't make that song reference? Yeah, I already get yelled at home anytime I make a Post Malone reference. My 14's like, no, no.
Yeah, it's kind of awkward coming from a...
How about that Childish Gambino? You guys want to listen to that, kids? We'll get some gin and juice.
I want to see video of when you take your kid to the Post Malone concert, in all honesty. Like, they need to have a hidden camera, like a spy cam.
Tickets came yesterday. I got them. So, yeah, taking him on a Tuesday night. He's done well this year in school, so I said his first show, he got a pick, and I'm taking him to see Post Malone out at Freedom Hill.
Good luck with that.
Why? You're going. I got you an extra ticket.
Yeah, no, it ain't going to happen.
Come on, rock the pineapple shirt. Post in pineapple. It's P&P, baby.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Let's see what's in our first break box.
All right, what do we got there?
Well, in honor of our big movement to get a street named after the awesome rocker Bob Seger.
Yes.
We have a Bob Seger Greatest Hits album.
Okay. All right. 248-398-WCSX, call number 31. We'll hook you up. I don't know where you're going with our big movement.
I
went to Taco Bell yesterday, so I'm just, no. Just saying.
No, we're trying to, we've been talking about it all week. We want to have Bob Seger Boulevard in Ann Arbor, and we need your help with that. We'll send you all the info. Just text the keyword Seger to 248-398-9279.
Or just call now, call number 31, and I'll tell you all about my big movement if you want to know.
Why you gotta make everything dirty, dude?
I didn't make it dirty.
You made it.
I let go of the pineapple jokes. Come on, I'm 1-for-2. I'd be batting third for the Tigers right now.
Oh, man.
Are you crazy? All right, what's coming up at sports?
Fast start for Detroit. Bullpen comes through.
And the latest on my movement.
Oh. Huh?
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
I'm the dude, so that's what you call me, you know?
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Hey, it's CSX, Big Jim's house, 610. Here's Aaron V with sports.
Well, the Tigers hit 3 home runs in the first 2 innings and used some creative mixing and matching in the bullpen to beat the Rangers 7-4 at Globe Life Park. The Tigers and Rangers will wrap up their 3-game series today. Francisco Liriano has the starts, 2:05, first pitch. And Detroit hosting a major PGA event. It's coming closer to a reality. Quicken Loans and the PGA Tour are in the late stages of agreeing to a 4-year contract to bring the tour event to Detroit for the first time. Detroit Golf Club would be the tournament host, and now they're just waiting on a vote from the club, and we could hear something within the next few days on that.
It's a big deal. It's a very cool deal.
It is. It's awesome, because you know who sponsors Ricky Fowler?
Puma.
Quicken Loans.
Quicken Loans sponsors him?
Yep.
Okay.
So there'll be some big-name golfers coming to the city.
With his bright orange and all the stuff he wears? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And according to ESPN, Detroit has new competition for the title of Hockey Town.
Is this the Minnesota thing again?
Well, no. Apparently, a lone appearance in the Western Conference Finals is enough for the 3 hockey fans left at ESPN to declare Las Vegas the new Hockey Town. In an article published yesterday, celebrating the Las Vegas Knights earning a spot in the Western Conference Finals, ESPN says excitement surrounding the expansion team is enough to christen the city the new epicenter for the sport. Exactly.
Yeah, we're still Hockey Town.
We will always be Hockey Town. Las Vegas will always be Sin City and the place where you get prostitution pamphlets when you walk down the strip. That's what I know Las Vegas for.
I want to hear that jingle package. The place where you get the prostitution pamphlets when you walk down the street. Las Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Suck it, Detroit.
You know what I'm talking about.
I do. Yeah. Hey, Hooker Town.
Exactly. It's not Hockey Town.
No, it's Hooker Town. We need to get a winner for our first breaks box. Bob Seger. Jim in St. Clair, how you doing, bud?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Good. We're good. Congratulations. You're caller number 31.
Yes!
You got yourself Bob Seger's Greatest Hits.
Thank you very much. It's awesome. Yes!
What's your go-to Seger song?
I'm going to say Roll Me Away.
We had people yesterday on the MLive article for Bob Seger Boulevard. They were putting up Seger puns. They were saying it would be the road where you get arrested for doing the horizontal bop. And then if you get a parking ticket, they'll roll your car away. Yeah, there was a bunch
Very
of them.
Good.
Yeah, make sure you don't park against the wind. Yeah, it was, yeah, it's begun, man. All right, Jim, hold on. We'll get your info next, okay?
Sure, thank you.
It's Big Jim's House. What would you do Wednesday?
248-398-WCSX. It's our studio number. You can call, text, join the conversation however you choose. It's prom season, and we got this voicemail from a listener. We changed the voice a little bit so we don't create too many problems at home.
Hi, yeah. Listen, I've got no reason not to trust my daughter's prom date, but something just doesn't feel right. You know, call it mom's intuition. She's 17, prom is this weekend, and we already bought the dress. But something doesn't feel right with this guy. What would you do?
There you go. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Do you keep your daughter from going to the prom just on mom's intuition?
Chaperone.
Would you go with?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, I would pitch up. It would just be an excuse for me to wear a nice outfit, though, in all honesty.
I never even thought about chaperoning my son when he went to prom. I just didn't want to be that guy. But obviously, it's different with daughters. Never had a daughter, so I don't know. But it's a different world.
But, you know, at the same time, too, I am such a freak when it comes to my kids. I want to meet the parents of the kids that my kids are hanging out with. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I want to see their house. I want to see what they're all about so I can be judgy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're honest. I mean, you're wrong. 248-398-WCSX. So mom's intuition is something that I will never mess with. I'm a big believer in that. My wife, Kathy, she knows stuff long before I do. And then like 3 months later, she goes, remember when I told you about this 90 days ago? I'm like, oh, yeah, you were right.
No, we do. We do have that intuition going on with people.
So if you're the mom, you would chaperone.
Well, I think I would sit down with this kid first and just be like, listen.
The guy?
Yeah.
Oof.
And maybe just scare the hell out of him so he behaves himself.
Like sit there with a shotgun on the porch or something like that?
No, but I would have an honest discussion with him and I'd flat out tell him, listen, something about you rubs me the wrong way. Here's the deal.
If I'm a 17-year-old guy and I think I'm going to get some at prom, I will tell you whatever you want to hear.
Mom. Yeah, but moms can read through that. That's the thing.
I'm just telling you, if I'm a guy, then... okay, so you sit down. We'll just play this out then. Sit down with him, and he says to you, like, you know, I totally understand. I will respect your daughter. I'll treat her everything. I understand your concerns. It's not going to happen. I wasn't raised like that. But you leave the room, and you're like, he wasn't being honest. Then what?
Then I chaperone.
You chaperone the entire evening, and your daughter's going to be pissed at you because you went with her on her prom.
Hey, I'll go hang out by the punch bowl.
Well, what about afterwards? You going to go with them afterwards?
Yep, I'll go to the party too.
Okay, 248-398-WCSX. This lady's women's intuition, man, mom's intuition. She doesn't trust the guy that's going to the prom with her daughter. What would you do? 248-398-WCSX.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house. It's Big Jim's house. What would you do Wednesday?
633, 54 degrees. All right, so here's the voicemail. We changed it a little bit. Here we go.
Hi, yeah. Listen, I've got no reason not to trust my daughter's prom date, but something just doesn't feel right. You know, call it mom's intuition. She's 17, prom is this weekend, and we already bought the dress, but something doesn't feel right with this guy. What would you do?
248-398-WCSX, our studio number. We brought in our millennial producer, Ryan, here. The ladies, man.
Oh, wait, was that out loud?
Wow, I even laughed at that.
Aaron just lost 5 pounds of pressure. Okay, so we were talking about this in the studio. Now, Aaron, the first thing you said that you would go with them, right?
Well, no, that's not the first thing. I want to talk to this kid first and let him know, listen, been there, done that, got the T-shirt. Behave yourself. Because, you know, I think if you're honest with them and let them know that they can't pull the wool over your eyes, you know what I'm saying? Then they tend to behave themselves. But then again, I was also a mom at a very young age.
But how many parents did you BS when you were that age? See? You got quiet in the room. Ryan?
I'm thinking.
I'll be honest. I never did. I've never, the way, I don't know if it was the way my parents raised me and the way my dad brought me up. I mean, my dad would yell at me if I didn't walk a girl to her car after she was over hanging out.
Let's wrap it that way. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I was always super polite with parents. And, you know, me, I'll go up and talk to a lot of people. So I would walk in the house and go up and say hi to them. And I think that calms them down right away. If the kid, but
you brought up a question about trust, though. That's a two-sided thing. You were asking the question about being, if it gets out for this girl, she's 17, so she's either junior or senior in high school. If people find out that her mom was acting like this,
nobody would, even the greatest of guys wouldn't touch that. I don't think anybody, if I was in high school and we heard that, me and my friends, none of us would try to date this girl.
Well, that's
because you
good.
Wouldn't want to deal with that.
And that's a win-win.
Well, you can't like wrap them in bubble wrap, Aaron.
and
you're not talking to my daughter.
And every girl I know from high school and from friends who their parents were super strict or super, you know,
like helicopter parents
on their every move. Those are the kids who went to school and just blew up. Started drinking all the time, doing drugs just because they were so sheltered and, you know, reserved and brought up that way.
Once
they leave.
Well, yeah. No, there's a saying that preacher's kids are always the worst. You know what I'm saying?
Once they leave the nest, dude, they go nuts.
I don't know any preacher's kids. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279.
Just a saying.
Happy birthday, Billy Joel. He's 69 today, and he'll probably have another kid in a couple of years. Anyway, 645, 54 degrees, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. Aaron in her prom best, her pineapple shirt.
Yeah.
I like the shirt. It's cool. It's got pineapples on it.
It's funny, but I would not wear a pineapple shirt to prom.
You would not wear a pineapple shirt to prom, which is our what would you do question. No, not really.
Would you wear a pineapple shirt to prom?
Let's go to the phones. Here's the voicemail we got. We changed her voice a little bit of this mom.
Hi, yeah. Listen, I've got no reason not to trust my daughter's prom date, but something just doesn't feel right. You know, call it mom's intuition. She's 17, prom is this weekend, and we already bought the dress, but something doesn't feel right with this guy. What would you do?
248-398-WCSX. I don't think the dress has anything to do with the equation, does it? Just because you bought the dress. If you're going to send your daughter off in some potentially uncomfortable situation, well, we already bought the dress, so she might as well go out there and get pressured into sex.
Yeah, this mom sounds a little...
It's interesting.
Sorry if you're listening. You sound a little crazy to me.
Uh-oh. 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. Our studio number. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning.
So what would you do?
So I get my best girl, and we would be doing some undercover spy work. We would follow him all night. They wouldn't know we were there, but he wouldn't be alone with my daughter.
See, I like that idea, too. Like, I would totally call up my bestie and make it a wine o'clock evening, and we just...
Absolutely. I mean, you don't want to break your daughter's trust, but there's nobody going to, you know, cross the line with my daughter without me knowing about it and being there to stop it. So
well, there's somebody on Facebook that said, like, some maybe part of this is the fact that as a mom, they're looking back at what they did when they went to the prom. Yeah. They go, you're not doing what I did.
Maybe. I admit to nothing, but. I tell my kids, anything you think you're going to do, I've probably done 5 times. So don't think you're getting away with it.
Exactly.
Aaron was just saying that in the studio a couple minutes ago.
Yeah, when your kids fib to you, it's like, wait a minute. I remember telling that same lie to my mom.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So. All right. Hey, Cheryl,
well,
thanks.
You guys have a great day.
You too. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
There she goes. So you and your friend with a box of Franzia chasing this girl all over town to make sure they don't do anything?
It's an option.
Oh, it's always an option when Franzia is involved. Yeah, I'm with you there. CSX Big Jim's house, 654, 54 degrees right now, getting close to 80 today for a high. It's 78, I think, was the projected high. Aaron loves McDonald's. If you don't know this, one thing about we've learned about Aaron V is she loves her Mickey D's. You have the app?
I do. The app is amazing.
She tells us about it all the time. She shares the specials with us.
Because it flashes on the phone and it'll be like, today's McDonald's deal.
And there's no McDonald's filter in Aaron's life. If just she shares it with us. And there's some good stuff. There's a lot of cool things going on with Mickey D's. I did try one of the quarter pounders with the fresh beef.
Did you love it?
I did, actually. It was really good. It was a good sandwich.
It's like an extra 3 minutes to wait for it, but it's worth it, in my opinion.
Okay, so how long would you wait in line, Aaron V, at McDonald's?
It just depends. Now that they have the mobile ordering app, I just order it ahead of time and just go pick it up.
Two people were in line at a McDonald's in Indiana. The reason I mentioned this was they were waiting in line, and one gentleman got upset because the guy was taking too long.
Uh-oh.
To the point where he yelled at him. And the guy yelled back. And then the guy in the first car took his drink and threw it at the car behind him. There's a 91-year-old man in the second car. Nice old man was just upset, maybe just wanted to get his chicken McNuggets. So the 91-year-old man did what any 91-year-old man would do when they're waiting in line too long at McDonald's. He drew out his gun and shot at the guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he opened fire in the drive-thru at Mickey D's.
Wow.
They've both been arrested. Criminal recklessness and pointed a loaded firearm at another person.
You know when that happens, right?
What's that?
When you're hangry.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's Big Jim's house. What would you do Wednesday?
No, we're not talking about that on the air. 708, 54 degrees. Going to get close to 80. Some rain rolling in this afternoon. All right, so here's the voicemail from a listener that we'll call Bonnie. We'll call her Bonnie.
Hi, yeah. Listen, I've got no reason not to trust my daughter's prom date, but something just doesn't feel right. You know, call it mom's intuition. She's 17, prom is this weekend, and we already bought the dress. But something doesn't feel right with this guy. What would you do?
248-398-WCSX. Well, I'm about to perform a Heimlich on Aaron.
I just choked on coffee. How do you do that?
That's a skill set right there. So you're the mom, although I just had to be the mom there to help her out while she was choking on coffee. Mom's intuition as we talk about this.
And there is such a thing as mom tuition, you know, mom's tuition. And I've been giving this a lot of thought. Like, there's a lot of questions I have about this voicemail.
Sure.
Because it's very vague. She says she has no reason not to trust him, but she has this intuition. And you and I were talking about it off air. There's always that one person that hangs out with your kid. Something is not right with that person.
And it's always gone back to like 248-398-WCSX, our studio number. You can call or text or join the conversation. Think about Eddie Haskell on Leave It to Beaver back in the 50s. Nicest guy in the world to the parents, but even they knew. He was sleazy. There was something wrong, right? I mean, you never really trusted Eddie Haskell.
I remember my friend Rachel's mom, like, wouldn't let her hang out with me anymore because...
you were the Eddie Haskell in the relationship?
No, just the two of us together were problems.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, we got friends like that.
It's not like we were both bad kids, but just you put the two of us together and we just turned into partners in crime. We would just come up with the most outlandish things.
So they would keep you away there.
Yeah.
All right. 248-398-WCSX. Mom's intuition, your daughter's prom date, you're just not sure, and what do you do? Some comments on Facebook coming in about this?
Oh, there's a couple good ones. I like this one from Kathy. She says, trust mom's intuition. Stake him out. Nothing stopping her from following and watching his car, but don't be a helicopter parent.
Okay. This is the one Grace was standing by in Troy. Grace, hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So are you a mom?
I am.
So what would you do?
This mom irritates me so bad. Her message doesn't even say what she's worried about. What doesn't feel right? Is she going to get set up? Is her date going to get high? Is he going to get drunk? Is he going to pressure her? None of that is any different than any other date, any other night, for one. And she should have already prepped a 17-year-old for all of those things.
Okay, keep going.
If she's so concerned, she probably has been concerned and has had plenty of time prior to the Wednesday before prom to find those answers, to meet the kid if she has a concern. To talk to her daughter about those things. To suggest maybe she goes with a group instead of a date. If she's not doing any of those things before today, she's just being a helicopter crazy parent.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
Can you bring me my chapstick?
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Well, spread 15 seconds. CSX, Big Jim's house. New game, fun game. 15 seconds of fame. Aaron went out to media day talking to all the baseball players at the USPL as we get ready for this.
Oh, my gosh. That was so much fun.
Yeah, the tall pitcher yesterday. We had a manager today. And the category is 15 seconds, and it was 15 seconds.
Can you name as many things in 15 seconds as you find in a kitchen?
Okay, yeah. And Mike got 7. The manager got 12. So the bar is raised to 12. We got our player here, Donna. Are you ready? Are you ready to go?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right.
You heard the category, right? So you know what you're doing.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
In 3, 2, 1.
Stove, refrigerator, tables, chairs, sinks, glasses, dishes,
canned goods, microwave, spoon, frying pan, pans, oven mitts, towels.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
How many was that?
That was 14 right off the bat.
Look at you just showing off there, Donna.
I think you win. Congratulations.
Good job.
Thank you.
Well, we will see you Saturday night. We got those Cabana Suite tickets. We'll all be out there at the game. Jimmy John's Field in Utica. Baseball is back, man. It's going to be fun.
That's great. I can't wait.
And I want you to talk that fast when we see you on Saturday night.
Okay, I'll try. Okay.
Yeah, you have to be like, hi, I'm Donna from Roseville, and thank you very much, and I'm excited to be here, and let's go get a drink.
Woo!
Okay.
Hold on, Donna. Now, strange thing, and you and I have seen this, when producer Ryan comes in after he's had a five-hour energy...
That's how he is.
Oh, my God. We just stick a nail in his foot and pin him to the floor. CSX Big Jim's House, 803. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, and you, thanks for joining us. You got about 11 minutes to get the keyword in this morning for our 5K day workforce cash giveaway.
It's cake. Yum.
You got to give them the number to text.
Oh, yeah. You need to send that to 40772 or enter online at WCSX.
You guys thought I was joking about the cake thing. You feeling it? Should we go get some cake this morning?
Bumpy cake.
Bumpy cake? We can get that at the store. All right. So the keyword is cake. Text that to 40772, right? Did I get the number right?
Yes.
You always read that. I mess
it up. Like emblazoned in my head now.
Is it? It'll be there forever. Okay. We're going to get back to What Would You Do Wednesday. We want to hear from you. Here's the voicemail that we got from a listener that we changed her voice a little bit.
Hi. Yeah. Listen, I've got no reason not to trust my daughter's prom date, but something just doesn't feel right. You know, call it mom's intuition. She's 17, prom is this weekend, and we already bought the dress, but something doesn't feel right with this guy. What would you do?
248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279 or What Would You Do Wednesday question. She's 17, she's going to the prom, but something doesn't feel right about the guy she's going with, and it's this weekend. Do you stop her? Do you chaperone it? Are you still sticking with chaperoning? You go with him?
No, because I don't want to be the crazy mom.
I'm kind of late for that.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want, like, if it was my kid, I wouldn't want my kid's friends to be like, man, your mom is kind of out there. Well.
But mom's intuition, you and I have talked about this before. I am a big believer in it right now. I watch my wife, Kathy. She seems to know things long before guys do. It's amazing to me. And you trust your mom's intuition, don't you?
I do, but I also trust my kids, too. Like, for example, our one daughter, Riley, if somebody tried to pull a fast one on her, she'd probably give them the smackdown.
Oh, I bet Riley. Yeah. I've given Riley my PIN number just out of fear. I mean, it's a tough young lady.
That's what I'm saying. Cool. So it's like, you know, it's like, what do you do? Because you figure at this age, this girl's 17. I'm sure her mother has had discussions with her about situations, possible situations. Right. You know, you have to trust your kid. But then again, as a mom, and I've met, you know, kids that I didn't really necessarily want running around with my kids.
So there you go. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. What would you do? Something doesn't feel right about this guy your daughter's going to prom with.
It's a tough one.
Mom's intuition. Get to the phones next.
It's Big Jim's House. What Would You Do Wednesday?
All right, here's the voicemail that started it.
Hi, yeah. Listen, I've got no reason not to trust my daughter's prom date, but something just doesn't feel right. You know, call it mom's intuition. She's 17, prom is this weekend, and we already bought the dress. But something doesn't feel right with this guy. What would you do?
248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. Mom's intuition. I know we've had some comments on Facebook about this as well, Aaron.
Diane says, first, this girl is 17. So she had 17 years to teach her daughter right and wrong and to stand up for herself. Second, everyone has a cell phone. I always had a code word or phrase if my kids needed to get out of a situation and know it would be wiser. For instance, they text me asking me to check on a sick pet or to see if the curling iron was left on. Then I knew to call with a family emergency. They could then come home and no harm, no foul.
Oh, so that was like their safe word to get out of whatever situation they were in.
I used to do that on dates.
Right. I've never thought about that as a parent. That's actually a good idea. Teresa, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
We're good. Thanks for the call. So what would you do?
Okay, five girls I raised.
Okay.
So, you know, at some point you have to trust your kids. I get along with that. Anytime my kids were starting talking about a boy, I became super spy, and I did all the intel I could, found out as much as I could about him. And I did have kind of a situation like this with my daughter, and I'm not going to lie, I spied. I went that night, and I kept an eye on things. I know it might not have been the right thing to do, but I would get as much intel as you possibly could. Try and trust those girls as much as you can. But if it really doesn't feel that right, you know, if it quacks like a duck, it's usually a duck.
So what'd you do? So. Kind of like creep by the punch bowl or?
Oh, man. No, I didn't go inside, but I did stay outside. We kind of did, you know, I felt like Hawaii Five-0 with the stakeout. So,
hey, Teresa.
I know, it's horrible.
Teresa, was there something specific or is this just that mom's intuition again that you just felt something wasn't right?
Feeling about this kid that, you know, he had an ulterior motive. Yeah. I was wrong. I do have to admit I was wrong. The kid ended up being a complete gentleman. So,
okay.
I don't know. It is a tough call. It really is. But I do feel if it quacks like a duck, it's usually a duck. And 98% of the time, we're usually right. And that other 2% of the time, we're usually being a little overprotective.
Great call, Teresa. Thank you so much for listening, too. We appreciate to know you're out there, all right?
You guys have a great day.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
I'm the dude.
CSX Big Jim's house, 822. Back in there, 56 degrees right now. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. Battle of the Burbs on the way for the classic Rockin' Moms prize pack, which we will run down in a minute. You are going to want this package. It is awesome. But I have found a job at the Royal Wedding for you, Aaron V, that you cannot have.
Mm.
You ready?
Then why tell me about it so I can sit here and feel bad?
No, I want to see if you agree with this or not.
Okay.
It's kind of weird because our keyword a couple minutes ago was cake, right? So security guards are checking on Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding cake on a daily basis. Source tells website Naughty Gossip, Meghan and Harry's cake has become part of the daily duties of a special protection team that guards them. So they guard them and then they have to go over and check on the wedding cake every day.
Check it for what?
I don't know. But my point is, make sure that nobody does anything to the wedding cake as they prepare it.
Like what? Eat it?
Which you would, right?
Pretty much.
Here comes that, ladies and gentlemen, the royal wedding. What the hell happened to the cake? Aaron's over there going, I don't know, but I'll tell you this much. I'd hunt down those bastards.
The whole top half's gone.
All you hear from the other room is, nom, 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 nom. Are you checking on the cake? No, right there. Do we have any milk? See, you couldn't do that job, could you?
Nope.
The royal wedding will be watched by a billion people.
I'll be one of them.
Out of that billion people, 8 of them will be guys. CSX Big Jim's house, 854. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, and you. Thanks for joining us. 56 on our way to close to 80. Some rain rolling in today. Aaron is all pumped up about this movie.
Oh, I'm so excited because it's still one of my favorite movies of all time. So, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, and then you had Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, and now it's going to be Bill and Ted's Face the Music.
They are honestly, with Keanu and then the other guy,
Alex Winter,
they are really doing a third Bill and Ted movie.
Yep, they are taking it to the righteous next level, dude.
Of course they are.
Sorry. Excellent. Yeah, it's been 27 years.
Oh, my God.
But the guy who's directing it did Galaxy Quest, and it's the same writers from the original. So the whole premise of the film is they're still time traveling, trying to fulfill their rock and roll destiny, but they find out that their only song, their only big hit can save life as we know it.
Wild Stallions?
Yes.
Wild Stallions.
So they'll be helped by their daughters, a new batch of historical figures, and a few music legends are supposed to be in the film as well. And there's already rumors that, like, some very awesome classic rock artists are going to be in the film.
I would expect so. So, okay, so that's coming now. And then we found out earlier this week that Rambo 5 is being filmed, where Stallone, Rambo, is fighting the Mexican drug cartel. That's real. That'll start filming in September. I have an idea for a movie. You ready? This
Go
is a serious
it.
Pitch. Remember this?
Questions? Yeah, I got a question. Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
You do The Breakfast Club, but here's the premise.
Okay.
It's 20-something years later. They've all gone their separate ways, so they don't see each other anymore.
Yeah.
But their kids go to the same high school, and their kids have all happened to get detention on the same Saturday. So the kids are inside, and the parents are outside waiting in their cars when they realize it's them. So it's like The Breakfast Club, the next generation inside. The irony that their kids have gone up going to the same school, and they had broken apart just like they swore they wouldn't do it. It will work. Have the kids inside. You got Judd Nelson and all them sitting out in their cars. They all kind of meet together, Ally Sheedy and the rest of them.
Didn't that already happen with Degrassi?
It's not a movie.
But it's still a show, and that was the whole premise behind it.
At the Breakfast Club?
Degrassi High, The Next Generation. You didn't watch Degrassi?
No. 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 I watched Rambo. Degrassi High.
It was good. I liked it.
I thought it was Degrassi High.
It's Degrassi.
Oh, okay. Well, I like my Breakfast Club idea. I don't care what Degrassi.
Well, I like it too.
Whatever. I don't care.
Oh, my gosh.
You're oh, my gosh.